to be looking at this church. We're going to have to wait for what the 64:7 says. We're going to have a house cleaning in this church. We're going to have a people in Zion who are ready to be a showcase to the whole world. Now, when we have that, when we have a people in this church that are clean and pure and living high above all of the filth and everything that's going on in the rest of the world, these TV journalists will be right there. When my three sons were about, 1 year old, 2 years old, 5 years old, she went to a Wednesday night prayer service. Arthur Oakman was in charge. And during that prayer service, he arose and he said, in prophecy, told my wife, if she was faithful in the stewardship of of her motherhood, pardon me, that her ministry would reach millions. Now, this hasn't happened yet. All of my sons are men in the media. My son Ward in South America for quite a while was on TV in Spanish. So when I got back and I heard about this, I went to Arthur Oakman and I said, Did you say to my wife, I was away on business, did you say to my wife that if she was faithful in her stewardship, her ministry would reach millions? Roy, he said, I said that. You can take it or leave it. I was inclined to leave it for about 35 years. When my son Claire and I went to Rio de Janeiro, my son Claire is a patriarch now, but he has been a 70 to the Latins, and he has a gift for handling Spanish. When the church needs somebody that's a good interpreter, they call on my son Claire. He's taken to it just like a duck to water. Anyway, I went out on a fishing party in the South Atlantic and left Claire he said, Dad, I'm going to stay here and check in Rio de Janeiro. At that time, we didn't have anything in South America. So, when I got back from this fishing trip, we were in two beds in a hotel. I was over here and he was over here. Here's what he said. He said, Dad, if the church would set up a radio gospel restoration ministry here in Rio de Janeiro, we could reach the whole of South America. We could reach millions. When he said those words, that any question of what Arthur Oakman had sent to my wife was gone. Two of my sons could go on there tomorrow. They're fluent in Spanish. Well, let's see. Let's call that the end of my first sermon. I need to read a new scripture now. My new scripture is on the title would be Never Bread Alone. And that is, of course, based on the fourth chapter of Luke and the third verse, where the devil came to Christ and he was hungry, and the devil said to him, you can say the word and that stone will be turned into bread. You know that Jesus' answer, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the Lord. And so, this is my favorite loaf of bread. It's raisin bread. One day I got to looking at it, not too long ago. And if I counted right, I counted that it had 12 ingredients. And I got to thinking about that, and I realized that my appraisal, my own appraisal now, and I'm going to give it to you, that if I have counted right, there are 12 high priority ingredients in the three scriptures about the awful total necessity we have to come to grips with a knowledge of our three books. And so,